The new, sometimes almost crazed version of the Tennessee Williams masterful memory play is a kaleidoscope of change and challenge. It is both a lament and a statement. And sometimes it shocks you with its new look, makes you wonder what is going on with one of the greatest of all American plays. The newness and the boldness is apparent as you enter Trinity's Upstairs Theater. The space has been opened up by Eugene Lee's spectacular and scruffy setting. Things hang from above. Occasionally you see someone on the catwalk on high. You note what looks like an old-fashioned radio booth. Costumes are hanging on a rack, awaiting the actors. There's a bed, held up by overhead wires. And then, in walks an actor, in his underwear, his dressing gown flowing behind him. Well, you think, I guess I'm not in Kansas anymore. Indeed not. You'll remember that Williams' powerful 1940s drama centers around Tom, a stand-in for the author himself. He's tied into a life of dullness and mediocrity, but is needed by Amanda, his aging mother, and Laura, his ill-fated sister. The Glass Menagerie then becomes a family drama driven by need and desire, by the question of who has the right to place himself first, even as that must desolate others, loved ones. At Trinity, director Brian Mertes has attacked this tale, ripped into it, tried to make it new, without losing its power, its view of a decision that must be made, no matter how difficult, how fearful. Mostly he has succeeded. The drama moves along even amid major new views, a violin-playing musician in the middle of a scene, or ringing bells just off stage. Or of Tom, now with red-painted nails and toes, putting on lipstick and eye makeup. Amid all this, the story still shines. Certainly the actors have much to do with that. Anne Scurria is a wonderful Amanda. Usually the role is played with harshness. After her husband, that infamous telephone worker who fell in love with long distance, ditches her, she's become a badgering, troublemaking lady. But Scurria presents another side. Her Amanda cares desperately for her children. And that makes this Amanda new and someone worth caring for. Brian McElhaney plays Tom with real edge. He's convinced it's okay for him to leave his mother and sister to broken, defeated lives. He cares for them, but for himself more. It's a tightrope walking choice, but it works. Mia Ellis is a quiet Laura, not quite getting across all of the need and lack of hope that is usually found in the role. Dennis Cossey is splendidly strong as the gentleman caller, the one guy who Amanda and Laura hope can be salvation, but who cannot. In the end, this Glass Menagerie sometimes goes farther than it should. But it's also a new look, a twist, really, to this wonderful play. That makes it easy to forgive the excesses and revel in the success.